It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hey everybody, it's Adam, and it is another This Day is History. I'm not even gonna beat around the bush here. Today we have some pretty big names. I think my 3-2-1 is pretty well sorted out. And for the Rolling In loser, November 2nd, it's gonna be a pretty harsh mashup, I feel. But let's get into it. Real quick, refreshing your memory. A few things actually to refresh your memory. First of all, let's refresh your memory why we're even here. Right. So I was blessed slash cursed by an angel of death and destruction to choose one day out of the entire year to erase from the history of humanity's existence. So I am basing it purely on celebrity birthdays. And so every day we come in and we look at the worst celebrity birthdays, the best celebrity birthdays. We don't want to look at the worst celebrity birthdays. We look at the best celebrities born on each day and then aggregate which days from each month have the worst slate of best celebrities. Okay. So far we've done 2 months here, in a, you know, semi non-consecutive fashion. But here we are in the third month of attempting this, and it is November, and our Rolling In loser from November 2nd, was of course the 3-2-1 matchup of Burt Lancaster, David Schwimmer, and Nelly. Now, David Schwimmer's been doing quite well for himself. He's won both days that he's been up against anybody else. He beat the number two on November 1st. He beat the number two from November 3rd. But he's been consistently dragged down because Burt Lancaster, I don't really have much of a frame of reference for. And Nelly is not really doing too awful much, you know. So let's see how that changes. By the way, spoiler alert. Today's too big for Nelly. Sorry, there's not even an argument, but we'll get into it. Okay, let's do some honorable mentions. We'll just kind of ease into this, really. Okay, so honorable mentions. Well, we'll throw out, I guess, a handful. Art Carney, born November 4th, 1918. You may remember him from The Honeymooners. Wayne Static, lead singer of Static X, born November 4th, 1965. I mean, there's a lot of bigger names, but I'm just checking to make sure that I don't leave off anybody. Some of the less notables. No, I think we're probably okay. Let's move on to some of the more notable honorable mentions. People like Walter Cronkite, Will Rogers, born November 4th, 1879, Doris Roberts. Marie from Everyone Loves Raymond, born November 4th, 1930. So some pretty good honorable mentions. Jeff Probst, born November 4th, 1961. And Marky Post. Okay. If you remember Marky Post from Night Court, she played Christine on Night Court. Wonderful. Wonderful. November 4th, 1950. Okay. I have one more honorable mention, and I'm really trying to sort out, I think I know what I'm going to do. Last honorable mention here, Ralph Macchio, the Karate Kid himself, November 4th, 1961. When you hear my number three, you might realize why I was kind of back and forth on that. I think Macchio is probably a honorable mention instead of a number three today. But the most famous and influential person born on November 4th was Kathy Griffin. So I'm having a real culture shock moment here because up till, I guess, about 30 seconds ago, I would have sworn and also probably put upwards of $100 of my own pocket money on a bet that, because I was absolutely certain that Kathy Griffin was in news radio. Absolutely, 100%, no questions asked in my brain. She wasn't. She wasn't in news radio. There was another smart mouth, sarcastic redhead named Beth, but she was played by Vicki Lewis. I think in my brain, I have like taken Vicki Lewis and Andy Dick and combined them together. And I really do think that's what you get with Kathy Griffin. So Kathy Griffin does not have maybe as many creds as I previously had thought she did. But she has done, you know, plenty of stuff. She had that D-list show. She's been on like Celebrity Mole, you know. She did a lot of taking over for Joan Rivers for a while there. And then I'm pretty sure she cursed on like a New Year's Eve broadcast. And then they kind of threw her out. She was on The View for a while. And then, you know, lately she's just been making pretty strong political statements. We really can't get into that, though, here on This Day's History, because we're trying to stay clear of any political drama. An impossibility in modern America. So anyway, Kathy Griffin, number three most famous and influential person, born today on November 4th. Moving on to number two. All right. It's Matthew McConaughey, ladies and gentlemen. Whew, that's a big name, right? November 4th, 1969. Of course he was. Matthew David McConaughey, American actor, gained prominence in Dazed and Confused, where he played just the creepiest fella. But then he became just a regular action star, the sleepiest action star, we would call him, since such great movies as A Time to Kill and Contact, the favorite movie of famed Drag Race alum Katya Petrova Zomolochikova. So yeah, Matthew McConaughey, pretty big name. So who could be number one, right? Who could be number one if Matthew McConaughey is your number two? Well, I mean, I fought with it for a second or two. I said to myself, well, you know, maybe McConaughey's number one, maybe not. But then, you know, when you really think about it, we have a regular Renaissance man, number one. A man that has so many names. You may know him as Puff Daddy, Diddy, Sean Combs, P Puff, Papa Puff, Pity Puff. There's a lot of names there, but yeah, Sean Puffy Combs, born November 4th, also 1969. You can't really argue that Diddy is not the most famous and influential person born today. You know, his effect on the hip hop music industry is it's prolific, obviously. You know, I remember when I first saw Sean Puffy Combs was in the Hypnotized video of Biggie Smalls, and he was just sitting in a jacuzzi trying to seduce a young woman in the video. And I was like, I don't know about this. What is this guy doing? He seems so small. I mean, Biggie was a big guy, right? Larger than life. But Sean Combs, he seems so small. But he's done pretty well for himself, you know? Obviously, he's done pretty well for himself. So anyway, yeah, number one most famous and influential person born on November 4th. Let's do the 3-2-1, though I don't feel like we probably need to. Number three, let's see, Burt Lancaster versus Kathy Griffin. Well, Kathy Griffin, I think, wins this one. You know, I think anybody's going to beat Burt Lancaster, because I don't really have much of a frame of reference. I've seen one of his movies, and it's been a very long time, and I don't really remember what he looks like at this point, because it's been several days since I've seen his picture. Number two, David Schwimmer versus Matthew McConaughey. Well, I'm sorry, but your time to shine, David Schwimmer, is sadly over, because obviously Matthew McConaughey is far more famous and influential than you. So this one goes to McConaughey. Number one, Nelly versus Sean P. Puff, Papa Puff, Pity Puff, P. Puff Pizza, Diddy Combs. Well, I don't think anyone needs to have this discussion. Obviously, Nelly is not nearly the mogul that Sean Combs is, you know. So there's no question here. Once again, November 2nd, you have failed. You will remain in the hot seat. And November 4th, you're fine. You're doing great. You're doing wonderful. Good job. Hey, November 4th, 1969 in particular, nice. Nice. And that's it. I'll see you guys back here next, tomorrow, I guess, not next week. But also next week and every day for a long time. Stay fresh.
Happy birthday.